KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Roads in the listing area are partially covered with snow this morning in the immediate listing area, with the exception of Highway 25 from Greenfield to Creston, which is completely covered with snow. In the news, sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested two people Saturday evening on felony charges. 19-year-old Gregory Welcher of Thayer and 18-year-old Sidney Dimler of Corning were arrested at around 6:25 p.m. Welcher faces a Class B felony charge of distribution to a person under the age of 18. His bond was set at $25,000. Dimler faces a Class D felony charge of conspiracy to distribute to a minor. Dimler posted a $5,000 bond and was released from custody. The case remains under investigation. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Bridgewater was arrested last week in Adair County on a Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation on an original felony controlled substance violation charge. 41-year-old Virginia Jean Casey was taken into custody by Adair County deputies on February 10th and immediately transferred to the authority of Ringgold County. She remained in the Ringgold County Jail with a probation hearing set for February 26th. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also 35-year-old Robert Sims of Bridgewater was arrested at around 11:50 p.m. on February 11th for driving under suspension. Then Sims was cited at the scene of the traffic stop and released from custody. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of one person on drug charges. Deputies stopped 37-year-old Mark Anthony Stowe of Atkinson, Illinois, at around 3:05 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and Avenue M. Stowe was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Page County has a top ranking in Iowa it isn't proud of, teen pregnancies. On top of that, the Southwest Iowa County is in the top 15 in the state for sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, among those under the age of 21. The Daily Nonpareil reports as a result of those dire statistics, a teen pregnancy prevention initiative has been started in conjunction with Mills County, which is in the top 5 for teen pregnancies and also highly ranked for STIs. Shanae Adams, a teen pregnancy prevention educator with Planned Parenthood, says a federally funded grant worth over $5 million over the next 5 years will allow education and advocacy to be brought to the two counties. Adams says while the rate for teen pregnancy is in Page County is lower than the national average, it is high in relation to the number of teens in the county and the statewide average. After 5 years, Adams says the hope is for the program to remain sustainable so it can continue. The first 2 years will be spent organizing community and youth advisory boards to help get the initiative's curriculum into Page and Mills County classrooms. Adams says she'll ask the school boards for Page and Mills County schools to bring the curriculum to those schools. Planned Parenthood is hoping to launch a pilot program at the beginning of the 2016-17 school year for its new sex education curriculum for Page and Mills County schools. Adams is also trained to present on topics such as bullying, online safety, and confidence, providing other options for schools as they look to supplement their existing educational programs. As the teen pregnancy initiative continues to get underway in Page County, volunteers are needed to serve and provide input into the planning process. A community advisory board meets 7 to 8 p.m. the last Thursday of each month in the meeting room of the Shenandoah Public Library. The meetings are open to anyone in the community. In the hour before the community group, the youth advisory board will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Shenandoah Public Library. The meetings are open to any teenager in Page County. Several area school district boards of education are holding their regular monthly meetings this evening. When the CAM school board gathers for their meeting at 6:30 in the Anita High School Media Center, they'll discuss and or take action on open enrollment applications, resignations and early retirements, contracts, bids for a Chevy Suburban, driver education contract fees, the CAM Education Association initiation of bargaining toward the 2016-17 master contract, and they'll review the abstract votes from the PEPAL election as well as discuss capital projects plan. The Audubon School Board will meet in the high school boardroom beginning at 7 p.m. On their agenda is approval of the auditor's report to the initial proposal from the Audubon Education Association, the final reading of board policies pertaining to board conflicts of interest, transporting students in private vehicles, employee qualification and recruitment selection, the purchasing and bidding, and the care and maintenance and disposal of school district records. Other action items include the acceptance of a quote for the softball field light project and approval of the fiscal year 2017 school calendar, along with a decision on school makeup days. Prior to adjournment, the Audubon School Board will hold an exempt session for strategy negotiations with a collective bargaining unit. And in Elkhorn, the Exira EHK School Board meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the high school conference room. On the agenda is driver education contracts, the future of early retirements, and approval of a superintendent contract for 2016-17. In our funeral announcements, Ada Ellen Pugh Connett, age 92, of Oakland, died February 6th. Services for Ada Connett will be today at 10:30 at the Nodal Funeral Home in St. Francis, Kansas. Elizabeth Beth Olson, age 59, of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Beth Olson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Catherine Witzman, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Catherine Witzman will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Artis Knudsen, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Artis Knudsen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. George William Clark, age 81, who's formerly of Griswold, died February 8th in California. A graveside service for George Clark will be held at a later date. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Joanne Kennefick, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time for Joanne Kennefick. The Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. And John Allen Havens, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for John Havens are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.